the vast majority of service members do not agree with the war in Iraq. They do not agree with the war because it is harming America. The war in Iraq has stretched the military thin. It is keeping the soldiers from doing what they want to do, which is defend our own homeland, and instead sending them to be a global police force.
And that was Free Speech Radio News, running 3 minutes late. It's WBAI New York time for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse.
Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening. Sorry for the late start, but we're here now. And yes, this is a fundraising edition. I know. I see the eyes rolling. I see the gestures to the heavens, but it's a necessary evil. It's what keeps these shows coming your way and what makes them possible in the first place. All right, in the studio tonight, we have Mike.
Hi.
Red Bird.
Good evening.
Red Hacked.
Hey.
And on the other side of the room is not Kevin.
Hello.
In the middle of the room, really.
I'd just like to say it's really nice to have some room to stretch out tonight. It's been pretty full.
That extra space there. And down in Philadelphia, we have Bernie S.
Greetings from Philadelphia on a new cell phone.
Yeah, tell us about your new cell phone. You were all agoggle about this when you were up at the meeting last Friday.
I was more goggle about all the information that the previous owner left on it.
Yeah, okay, tell us about that. Tell us about that first, because that's really quite a story right there.
Well, my other 2G phone, I'm on the Spin PCS network, unfortunately, finally bit the dust, and I could not find that model anywhere on eBay or anywhere else. So I bought one of the new PDA phones. It's a Palm Trio 755 or whatever. And I got the thing, and I got it activated, and I started. There's something called Picture Mail that Sprint has. If you tap on it with a stylus, then it goes out and retrieves pictures. Well, there were a bunch of pictures on it that were you couldn't show them on the air if this was a visual medium. Let's put it that way.
No, definitely not. And you showed them to us, and we were in a family establishment, and we were asked to leave.
Well, it wasn't quite like that, but in any case, they were rather shocking, and not only that, but all the phone log of this previous owner was on there. There's hundreds and hundreds of calls, and even though they erased their phone book, the phone log still showed the phone book name associated with the numbers. So, like mom, grandpa, and people's names. Just their first names, whatever they generally would have in their phone book. I had these persons' contacts. It's really creepy.
So if you were a malicious guy, and we know you're not, you can actually cause some embarrassment with these photographs and the relatives' names there.
So you bought a used phone. You didn't say that you bought a used phone off
yes,
like
I
eBay
bought a
or
used
something.
Phone
okay.
on eBay. Yes, I okay. should. Thank you for making that clear. I did not buy it from the carrier directly.
Well, that would have been something. But now, okay, so now you've been through this little experience where you've seen someone's private life unfold in front of you. What could this person have done differently to make that not happen?
There are procedures for resetting this phone and wiping the memory, although there's still techniques that forensic specialists who work for law enforcement agencies can still get the information out. They could have very easily taken a step that would have made it invisible to me, and I would not have you know, taking the forensic steps to get the stuff out of there.
So, okay, so in brief, you were able to get all kinds of risque pictures of the person. You were able to get her phone book and dialing? Sorry?
Yeah, I didn't call any of the numbers, and mm-hmm. I'm not looking at those pictures anymore, but it was very weird.
She didn't look very happy in those pictures, if I recall.
Well, she'd look a lot less happy now if she knew that we were talking about her on the air. it's a fair warning. If you sell your phone, you really have to be careful.
I actually bought a phone on eBay a couple weeks ago, and I had the same thing. It had all their it wasn't a picture phone, but mm-hmm. it had all their phone contacts on it, and I could have called. Their names were quite amusing. I can't remember them, but they were pretty pretty funny.
I mean, you know, this is another reason not to put your entire life onto little devices that you carry with you. I use a phone for phone purposes only. I don't carry my photo album in my phone. I don't have my music collection in my phone.
Wait. I've seen you scrolling around on the web thing.
Well, yeah, I have a web connection. I might as well use it, but it's not like I'm...
That's not part of the phone.
I'm attaching Facebook and Twitter to it and things like that, which some people do. It's like their whole life. If they lose the phone, basically, they might as well change identities because someone can just take their identity off the street, literally. It's
Emmanuel.
It's sad. Yes, Bernie.
How do I sound compared to how I used to sound on my old phone?
You sound a little louder, and maybe a little, dare I say, a tinnier.
Okay, that makes sense. And I sense a little more, to use a technical term, digitaliness to your to your voice.
Well, it's a digital age. Wait, digitaliness to my voice?
Yes, it sounds like it's like a lower bit rate sampling, and I believe my old phone, if it was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. Had a 14 kilobit per second vocoder, which is a fairly good data rate for voice. And I know that newer ones are much less than that, just down to the single digits, 3, 4, 5, 6 kilobits per second. And I can tell that this phone has more of a less dynamic range. You know, there's difference between the loud and the soft sounds, and it just sounds slightly more robotic than before. And that's just one of the things that the wireless carriers do to squeeze more and more bandwidth out of the system without compensating us for lower and lower audio quality, yet they don't drop their prices any. So,
well, it's good to know that you're in the digital age in one form or another, but you're still with Sprint, so I don't really know if you've made any progress.
No, I just wanted to ride them out to the end. It looks like they lost $30 billion last quarter, so I may ride them out until they're purchased. It looks like there was an announcement in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that they're trying to sell Nextel Corporation, which they bought.
They just bought that
3 years ago.
They just bought
Nextel. 4 years ago. Ugh. 4 years ago, they bought it, and I guess the people that made those decisions didn't realize that the iDEN technology, which the Nextel iDEN wireless technology that the Nextel system used was wholly incompatible with CDMA, and they never really got things together, and they took a $30 billion write off last quarter. I don't know how you lose that much money.
Bernie, you ever think that maybe they're losing money because you're using too much of their bandwidth?
Yeah, seriously.
Could be.
All right. Hey, guess what I saw in the East Village today for the first time on the way down here.
Yeah. Segway cop.
No, I saw a smart car that I was not driving. Someone else was driving a different smart car in the East Village. Isn't that amazing?
Was it a blue one?
It was a yellow one.
Uh-huh.
A yellow one.
I've seen the blue one going around here, not the yellow one.
So they're popping up all over the place.
My friend called me to say that he'd seen a smart car, and I had to ask him what color it was to make sure it wasn't yours.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It was gray, I think.
Now, you said you get better mileage with the diesel engine than you did than
you
the
do,
gas
about, engine. Yeah, about 10 miles better.
And is that does that cost-effective trade-off
well,
help or not?
Not since the diesel prices went through the roof. That wasn't supposed to happen. But yeah, even with that, though, it's still far cheaper than what a lot of you people are driving.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no question about that.
Unless we had a hybrid.
Yeah.
Hybrids actually get better. Like the Prius, I think, gets better.
Mm-hmm. It does. It
get
does.
A miles per gallon than a smart car.
But AAA says to take public transit, and I always do what AAA says. So.
Yeah, and what happened this weekend when we tried to take public transit over on the island?
Well, they're like, not talking about Long Island.
I believe you were begging for a car ride.
I'm not talking about Long Island.
All right. Well, it's part of where you have to take mass transit from. Okay, so there's that. We have the fundraiser tonight. Let me quickly go over some premiums, and we have some updates to go through. Basically, this is the beginning. Today, in fact, is the first day of the spring fundraiser here in WBAI.
I think it's the first show as well, isn't it?
No.
It isn't?
Is
okay.
it?
I don't know.
I couldn't possibly.
It started this morning. No, it started
okay,
this morning.
Mind.
No.
Never mind.
Yeah, what are you talking
I
about?
I thought we were the first for something.
We're the first for various things, but
okay.
not that.
We're the first hacker show of this fun drive, that's for sure.
We certainly are.
I'll take it.
All right. The good news is we're on every single week during this fun drive. Of course, the bad news is that every single show in May, we're going to be asking for your support. But that doesn't have to be bad news because, it's a great situation to be in where you can actually support the station and keep it going as opposed to just listening to us try to sell you things like other stations do. So we've tried to make it as simple as possible and as pleasant as possible for all of you. And what we have tonight, we're going to be making a couple of announcements too as far as what's going to be happening this summer. But we have the Last Hope Conference coming up July 18th, 19th, and 20th. And for a pledge of $75? Is that
$100.
I'm sorry, $100. Yeah, I'm thinking of something else. For a pledge of $100, you can get yourself a ticket to the Last Hope Conference taking place in New York City at the Hotel Pennsylvania, July 18, 19, and 20. In addition to that, you will get an Off the Hook t-shirt and... It's not over yet. You'll also get a full archive of Hope Number 6, a full video DVD archive of Hope Number 6. That normally goes for $400. Yeah, so that's one hell of a deal if you call 212-209-2950. You want to go with somebody else? Two tickets? How much are we doing two tickets for?
Just $150.
$150. The same thing. You get the archive and you get the Off the Hook t-shirt for $150. And that's worth, what, $400 plus $75 each for the tickets. That's $550 right there. And then the T-shirt, that's priceless. Wow, 212-209-2950.
Now, we have not Kevin's pulling out his money right now.
Yeah, look at all that money. Now,
yeah, look at it.
Keep in mind, this is a donation from us to the radio station. So we're putting our money where our mouth is.
And yes. In addition to all that stuff, you get Off the Hook staying on the air.
Yeah, and WBAI broadcasting off the top of the Empire State Building, which is the best place to broadcast from. 212-209-2950. So a pledge of 100 gets you one Hope ticket and Hope Number 6 archive, which is, what is it, like 80 DVDs or something? It's a ridiculous amount. It's a huge
something
amount.
Something like that.
Oh, my God. The postman will get a hernia bringing that to you.
And I still haven't had time to watch it all.
Yeah, and you won't. This is for your old age.
We were supposed to have a party, but we never did.
Well, you can have your own party now.
Well, even with a party, it'd be a very long party to watch it all.
So that's for $100. You'll get that one ticket and the archive and the T-shirt, or for $150, two tickets, the archive and the T-shirt. We have other items, too, which we'll be going into in just a little bit, but 212-209-2950. Every pledge, 25 and over, gets the Off the Hook T-shirt, by the way. So let's see a phone call come in. I don't see any coming in. I know there's people out there.
Maybe they don't realize that the telephone number is 212-209-2950.
Didn't I just say the phone number is 212-209-2950?
Well, yeah, but some people are a little, slow. They have to hear it a few times.
All right, maybe we're not saying it properly. Bernie, why don't you say it?
The number should be pronounced this way, 212-209-2950. Please call now. The station needs to stay in the air. If nobody calls, the show could go off. The station could go off. Please call 212-209-2950.
Oh, Bernie, I'm sorry. That didn't work. There's no calls coming in still.
You're right, though. You really do sound digital. You sound like one of those, automated machines when you speak like that.
There's a light. Is that somebody picking up the phone, or is that... Oh, okay. No, either people are picking up the phone, or the phone is ringing. I don't see it flashing. I just see it
Maybe they're messing with us in the tally room.
Yeah,
there we go.
But you don't see it flashing.
That's true.
Maybe we've entered the flashless
age. Are you guys playing games with us down there in the tally room? I think, okay, that's flashing.
Yeah, maybe they are just so eager to pick it up that we don't even get a chance to see it.
All right, there's four calls on the line now. Shall we go into the other premiums in case people are waiting to find out what else we're offering?
We might as well.
Why don't we do that? What else do we have? We have...
We have, in addition, a sweatshirt.
A sweatshirt?
A sweatshirt.
Mike, a sweatshirt, it's summer now. It's hot. It's like in the 80s, or as you like to say, in the 20s.
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Well, I speak metric.
Who in their right mind would want to wear a sweatshirt now? Why would you buy a sweatshirt in the middle of the summer?
That is a good question.
That's a great question. Thank you.
We should come up with an answer.
Metric would
be
closer to
300. Did you know it gets cold every year?
It does get cold every year, and Red Hack speaks the truth there.
Well, for now, anyway.
Yeah, he just came from Finland, so he knows what cold is.
Yeah.
So basically, just because something isn't appropriate for the moment does not mean that it's a bad time to buy it. In fact, it's probably the best time to buy it when there isn't a rush or whenever when you know it's going to be there when you need it. Plus, it gets cold at night sometimes, and maybe your office is air-conditioned too much. Or maybe you're one of those people that is cold-blooded and you can wear things like... I see people wearing sweaters in July. I do. I see people doing that. So who are you to say that a sweatshirt is inappropriate for May, for June, for even July? It's appropriate at all times. Not Kevin. You wear sweatshirts constantly.
I was actually wearing the sweatshirt in question today.
And what happened? You survived?
It got too hot and I took it off.
But you can do that.
I did.
You can do that. And you know it's waiting for you.
I know exactly where it is, too. It's waiting for me.
You didn't leave it on the street corner or
no.
something. Good, okay.
What should we describe the sweatshirt? It's
yes.
gray, right?
It's a gray sweatshirt. Well, not Kevin. You're the one who saw it most recently. Oh, wow, look at that. We have 7 calls on the line right now, so that's great. 212-209-2950. Describe that sweatshirt that people can get for a pledge of how much, Mike?
$50.
$50 plus the off-the-hook T-shirt.
That's a steal.
It is a steal, but describe the sweatshirt.
The sweatshirt is a sweatshirt. It looks like most other sweatshirts, but it has a zipper. Which is the most important.
That's it. You can adjust the temperature with the zipper.
Yes.
That's true.
You know, that's not a very good description. You just described it's got a zipper.
I was just getting into this.
I hope there's a lot more.
The most important part of the sweatshirt. Because it's not like any other sweatshirt. You have to pull them over. This is just put it right on.
So it's
all right. So it's a hooded sweatshirt with a zipper, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is the artwork, you will?
Yes, artwork. What makes this a special sweatshirt?
Well, across the front
happens
to be
the
magazine title.
The magazine title?
Yes.
You mean the name of the magazine?
Yes.
Which is, 2600.
2600.
So wait, you're saying that the numbers 2600 go across the front?
The front.
How so close do you have to be able to read those numbers?
Very far away.
You have to be far away?
They're that big.
Well, I mean, a lot of people stay far away from you, but can you see them from like a mile away? Is that what you're implying? Or?
At least.
They're big?
Very big.
Okay. And there's nothing on the back?
Oh.
No?
No, there is.
Oh, there's something on the back, too?
There's something on the back.
Oh, wow. Well, tell us about this. I'm learning something today.
In big red font.
Uh-huh.
Hacker.
Hacker? You mean the word hacker?
The word, yeah.
Oh, but isn't that dangerous to walk around with the word hacker on the back of your sweatshirt? People will look at you walking away and say, there goes a hacker.
That's what we want.
Eyes are rolling in the studio.
Well, that's... I mean, I see a lot of people maybe not having the courage to wear a sweatshirt that says hacker on the back. Maybe people don't want to be labeled as a hacker. Isn't that possible?
No.
I think it is possible.
It's not.
I think there's only a limited amount of people that would have the guts to wear something like that and to buy it at the warm time of year. Which, by the way, it's only the warm time of year here in this hemisphere. There's people who listen to us in the southern hemisphere.
That's true.
212-209-2950. So for a pledge... I keep forgetting. It's how much?
$50 for the sweatshirt.
You get the sweatshirt.
You know, I handed you a piece of paper with 50 written right on it. And then you gave it back to
me.
Yeah,
I know.
So.
I know. I can't concentrate. For $50, 212-209-2950, you get the hooded sweatshirt, just like not Kevin has, in the size of your choice. And
Emmanuel.
You'll also get, excuse me, Bernie, you'll also get the off-the-hook T-shirt. Yes, Bernie. You may interrupt me now.
I just want to interject. This, yes. I'm sorry for interrupting, but
it's okay.
This
I'll forgive you.
This last premium that you were discussing, is that an are those characters embroidered on there, or are they silk screened?
They're screen printed, I believe.
Screen printed?
Yes.
In what color?
Red. We've been through this.
Yeah, well, it's the interrogation here.
But they're quite lovely. It's a quite lovely screen printing job, a quite lovely color red. And you can have it all for just the $50, and you keep the station on the air. Just call 212-209-2950.
But you got to call between now and 8 o'clock because it's the only time that we're offering this. Otherwise, it would be insane. We wouldn't be able to keep up with the demand.
We're forgetting the most important thing about the sweatshirt.
We always do.
It's the most comfortable thing you'll ever wear.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Guaranteed. Ever.
And,
in fact, it's all that you wear, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool. But you're not wearing it now. You're wearing a 2600 shirt now.
I had to trade it up a little.
Yeah. Well, you have your full 2600 wardrobe, which
yes.
is a good thing. Okay. But in addition, we want to remind people that we do have tickets to the Last Hope Conference, which is the premier hacker event of the year. Everybody who's anybody is going to be there. Hotel Pennsylvania, New York City. Right on 7th Avenue between 32nd and 33rd Streets. And we'll have the entire second floor mezzanine area. We'll have the street entrance on the first floor. We'll have the 18th floor with all sorts of huge rooms to have talks and panels in. And we'll even have additional space on the 6th floor as well. So we're taking over the place. We've got people coming from around the planet. And it's really something to be at. And especially if you're already in New York, there's no reason not to come. This is a win-win situation. You can support the radio station and see a terrific conference at the same time. You know, people support the radio station for all sorts of different reasons. So really, paramount on your mind should be the fact that, hey, I'm pitching in to keep WBAI on the air. And what we're doing is adding to that and making it so that you have something even more to enjoy on top of that. 212-209-2950. Pledge of $100. You get one ticket to the Last Hope Conference and a full archive of Hope Number 6. Total value of that is $475. And probably $500 if you add in the T-shirt, which you'll get as well. So, yeah, $500 for that for a pledge of $100. You can't beat that. And if you want two tickets, $150. And that the value of that's even higher. I'm not going to add anymore.
You know, and any amount you pledge also keeps the station on the air. So if you only have $10 to give or if you have $1,000 to give, please pledge it all. It really does keep us on the air. It reduces the amount of times we have to come and ask you for money. So the number 212-209-2950. Please call and pledge your support and get these great premiums as a thank you.
We have a lot of different slogans here at the radio station because we're non-commercial and we don't have one particular slogan. Peace and Justice Radio is one. I saw another one in the office before, Intelligent Radio for Intelligent Minds, which, you know, is for the most part true. And
go back to Cuba, you bunch of commies.
That guy's great. He called the show that was on last week in our place,
Really?
By the way. Yes, and... it was interesting to hear. The slogan that I think of all the time basically is WBAI, this is impossible, because it is. To have a radio station of this size, of this power, in the middle of the FM dial since 1960 without commercials, that's not possible. But yet we do it every single year. And the only reason we do it is because of people like you calling us and pledging whatever you can afford to pledge. It adds up. It has added up for almost 50 years now. Imagine that, almost 50 years. 212-209-2950. Join the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 more people, 8 people on the line, and show your support for this place, because it really is, you know, there's all kinds of turmoil and controversy and things like that, and the reason for that is because it's valued, because it works, because it's a spokespiece for all sorts of controversial opinions, both inside the hallways and out on the air. That's what democracy is. That's what freedom of thought is. And it's something worth preserving. Imagine if it was not here. You'd have, I don't want to pick on country music, but the only reason I'm picking on country music is because we don't have a country music station here in New York City, at least not on the regular FM dial. And if this place wasn't here, I just bet 99.5 would be a country station. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't think anything else would. Okay, could just be another, you know...
automated station.
Well, they're all automated these days. They really are. Just another, you know, album-oriented rock station or hits of the 70s or something like that. 212-209-2950. Support the only unique voice that's on the FM dial in New York City. It really is. It's incredibly unique, incredibly unscripted, unformatted. And we always have somebody live here. We're never just a satellite dish, taking programming off a satellite dish, which most radio stations do, unfortunately. 212-209-2950. I think we've said our piece as far as that goes. Now, we said we'd have some updates, and we have a very important update that Bernie's going to be giving us. We had the opportunity to hear more information about the condition of our colleague Jim, who, as you may know, last autumn suffered a major stroke and has been both hospitalized and in a care facility ever since. And Bernie, I know you talked to somebody who has actually seen Jim and has worked in the facility, in fact, and you also went and visited him on Saturday. So why don't you tell us something about what you've learned and what the experience was like?
Oh, well, I was planning on coming up this past weekend to a Hope conference planning session, and I wanted to make a trip to see Jim while I was up in the area. And just before I left, got an email from a woman who is a healthcare professional who works with Jim. She's not an employee of the facility, but she's a contractor, and she took an interest in Jim's well-being. And I'm not going to mention her name on the air, but I wanted to say I was struck by her professionalism and the energy she's been putting into Jim's recovery. For instance, she did some research on Jim, found out he was on off the hook, and she's been downloading previous episodes of Off the Hook and listening to Jim talk on previous shows and using that as a baseline to find out where his speech pattern should be up to now, which is really stunning, and it's an amazing example of technology being used in a way that it wasn't necessarily intended for.
Well, that's incredible that she took the time to do that, and it also sort of reminds us that, you know, someone that is there in a facility like this and basically, they might not ever know how to find out how Jim used to speak, so there's no point of reference. So, yeah, it's very handy. And by the way, just so we can say this as well, you learned that Jim is listening to Off the Hook. In fact, he's probably listening to us right now.
That's right. Shortly after he was hospitalized, we pitched in and got him a portable radio, AM, FM, and TV band, so he can listen to Jeopardy, since he was on the show Jeopardy once. And when I visited with him Saturday with another colleague, Leo, who's been on the show before, we asked Jim, does he listen to a show? And he says, yeah, he listens to it every week. So, hi, Jim.
Hey,
glad you're listening. And we want you out of there too soon. And I got to say, Jim was extremely happy to have us as visitors. And it was a nice day out. So for the first time in months, we cajoled him to get out of his room there, and we went for a walk. And it turned into Jim's excellent adventure.
Yeah, this is an incredible story. Tell us as much of this as you can. It's amazing.
Well, it's a long story, but to make it short, we walked a couple of blocks. We were going to try to take him to a coffee house or a cafe or something, and we walked a couple of blocks. He's in Brooklyn, and we couldn't find anything, and we asked the passersby, where's the nearest place to sit down outside and have coffee or something, and it's quite a ways away, so we decided to pile into my car, the three of us, and Jim has to walk with a walker right now. He's he gets tired easily, and he needs something to lean on, so we're out there walking with Jim and his walker, and we decided to get in my car, but his walker wouldn't fit in the car, so we'd take the thing apart and fumble around with that, and it was like a jigsaw puzzle trying to get into the car after it was disassembled, and we got it all in there. We started driving around. And we drove and drove and drove, couldn't find what we were looking for, and it was making Jim kind of queasy because he hadn't been in a moving car for months, or any kind of car for that matter. But at some point, he seemed to perk up, and he looked around, and he pointed at a corner, and I got the idea he wanted us to turn. So he kept pointing, and we kept turning and turning, and we were going all over the place. I thought, where is this? Is this really for real? Is he really taking us someplace? Sure enough, after about another 10 or 15 minutes driving, we ended up exactly where he wanted us to go, Brooklyn Heights. It was beautiful there. And we drove around, found a parking spot, and just started walking around there. It was a beautiful day, trees and children and flowers and beautiful architecture. We found an outdoor cafe, and then for the first time in months, Jim had some non-institutional food. And he was very happy to actually eat some real food for a change.
Now, you mentioned when you visited him, he was actually finishing something that they had given him there, which didn't look too good.
No, it was some really bad, greasy, institutional chicken. Looks like it really should have been served in a prison. But in any case, he was much... He was sort of picking at that, but when we got him to this outdoor cafe and he had a nice big sandwich and a Coke to settle his stomach, he ate that with gusto, and he sat looking around, and he was quite pleased with his surroundings because it was really a nice day. He was watching people walking up and down the sidewalk, and there's a little gentle breeze. And then after eating, he indicated that he wanted to walk towards the river, the East River. So we got him and his walker, and we strolled down to the East River. We were looking at payphones on the way and commenting about them. And right by Brooklyn Heights, where you can look off at the East River, there's sort of a boardwalk, although it's sort of slate stones, and there's a railing, and it's just a beautiful vista looking right out over the building you're in right now, 120 Wall Street, and the whole southern tip of Manhattan, and you can see the ferries and the sailboats and Governor's Island and the Brooklyn Bridge and the Verrazano Bridge. Quite a vista, scenic view. And Jim was just taking it all in. And you can imagine being in a small room for month after month that you get rather...
I know you can imagine that, Bernie, because that's what happened to you as well.
Yes.
A different set of circumstances.
And, when you kind of lose your depth of vision, so to speak, or at least you forget what it's like to see an expansive vista. And he was just... seemed to be just struck and awed by this beautiful scene, and he was clearly enjoying himself. So we spent a lot of time out there just watching the world in all its glory, big sailboats, and it was really wonderful. So we signed him out of the home for the facility. They only said try to keep him out for not more than an hour. We ended up spending 4.5 hours with him. Wow. He really enjoyed himself. But we snuck him back in. Nobody noticed he was gone. Uh-huh. So nobody got in any trouble or whatever. But it was truly Jim's excellent adventure, and he needs more of these.
Yeah, I feel awful that that more of us haven't come to visit him and taken the time to do what you've done. It's just things really get in the way. But we need to get as many people as possible to do things like what you've done. People who know Jim. We don't want to send total strangers that might be all confusing and things like that. But if you've ever met Jim at one of the meetings or at the conferences or things like that, or if you know him through some other circumstances, please contact us so we can help make the arrangements so that you can have similar type adventures and really help. Because, Bernie, my sense is that you made more progress in that one day than probably has been made in the last couple of months.
I'm surprised that institutions like this don't provide more, something. This seems like a basic thing. So somebody who needs some exercise, some sunlight, some fresh air. He has been out of that place for months, and no one has offered the facility to take him out. I don't know whether they don't have enough resources there, but this is probably typical of that kind of facility.
Mm-hmm.
Still, any listener who knows Jim, when you see him, he won't recognize you. He won't mention your name, but he will recognize you. He remembers his name, but he just has trouble getting it out.
Yeah.
So his mental faculties are all there. He just has this just sort of bottled up, and he can't get it out very well.
In fact, what I'd like to do is I'd like to play. you actually received a message from him. He has a cell phone. He has a cell phone that that he's able to occasionally talk to people on. Is that true?
That's right. A couple of months ago, I bought a used a GSM cell phone and got a T-Mobile prepaid SIM and put that in there and like $50 of airtime on and so forth. And I've been talking with his aunt and his mother, and he's tried making a few calls on it, and apparently his mother's called him a few times on the phone. There's no phone in the facility where he can get calls or really make calls. So this is kind of a lifeline for him, and he used up almost all his airtime, so we have to get him some more. But he called and left me a message about a week, 10 days ago. And unfortunately, I was in a meeting at work, and I couldn't answer the phone. I didn't know it was him calling. But it kind of gives you an example of his speech patterns. And I'm sure some of our listeners would like to hear Jim's voice and know that he's alive and he's doing better every day.
Okay, so we have an excerpt, actually. I have the whole message, which is a very short message. But it gives you, as you said, a sense of his progress. And he does seem to have trouble with names. In fact, he gets your name wrong. But as you'll hear in this excerpt, he's aware of that immediately, and he expresses some frustration. But then right after that, it's like you can't tell anything is wrong at all. He's talking completely normally. Certain phrases just seem to come out very, very quickly. So let's listen to the message that was left for you a few days ago.
Received April 24th at 3:12 p.m.
Hey, Barney. Anyway, it's Jim, and I don't know, I'll try again sometime. Bye.
That's the whole thing. Now, to me, that apart from messing up your name, you couldn't tell.
He's doing much better. Mm-hmm. And you met him shortly after, you saw him right shortly after his stroke, and he was probably unable to get many words out at all then, right?
Well, there was some, he always was able to say certain phrases very quickly, like, you know what I mean, or something like that. It's like he has certain phrases stored in his head that just he can access and spit out. But no doubt, there has been tremendous progress, and that progress needs to be maintained. And I think the best way to do that, obviously, is through as much human contact as possible, through as much activity as possible. Now, there's talk of getting him onto the internet as well so that he can communicate in other ways and exercise his mind a bit. But what is the status of connectivity in a place like that?
We don't know. Leo and I looked around. There's a school right around just next door to the healthcare facility, and we were hoping, I think it's either an elementary or a middle school, and we were hoping that there would be some wireless connectivity there. So we're going to research that and try to find, Leo said that he might have a laptop that would be suitable. So that's our goal, is to get them online. That'd be helpful. It's not going to be a substitute for getting them out and walking and talking to live people, which I think is really critical to be exposed to the real world.
Right.
But
in fact, we can say that to all our listeners. It's no substitute, and you all should get out and talk to people in the real world. It's a healthy thing.
It's the real world of which you speak.
The real world. No, I'll show it to you later, Mike. It's an incredible place. It's people out there and streets and air and all sorts of nice things. And yeah, Jim will definitely benefit from that as much as we someday hopefully will.
So we're working on this. And again, if you've ever met Jen before, if you think if you met him enough times where he would remember you, please contact us and we will set you up to meet with him, because he needs to see as many familiar faces is possible, and that would really help with his recovery. Just walking with, talking with him, walking with him, that sort of thing. Please contact us at oth@2600.com, and we'll put you on the list of people that are trying to help him.
All right. And is there anything else that you think he needs at this stage? Any sort of medical care that perhaps he could be eligible for? I understood that with some legal help, some hopefully pro bono legal help, he might be able to qualify for some things that could really help him.
That's right. If any of our listeners work at a law firm that specializes in Social Security benefit claims, I've talked with someone who treats him who believes he might be eligible for either SSI or SSD. But sometimes what she told me is that when you apply for these claims, they're just almost systematically turned down the first time. And it takes a year or two to finally qualify. And then you're paid retroactively. But he needs help now. We'd like to get him out of the facility he is now and getting in some sort of facility where he can segue back into society again. And if any of our listeners work at a law firm or know someone at a law firm that does pro bono work with regard to Social Security claims, SSI or SSD, please contact us at oth@2600.com, because that would really help a lot.
All right. Of course, we're talking about Jim, our colleague here at Off the Hook, who had a stroke over the autumn and has been recovering ever since. And we're hoping to get him better care and increase the progress. And again, we'd all like to say hi to Jim, who we believe is listening right now. And it's good to hear the updates. It's good to actually hear his voice. All right. We want to thank the listeners who have called in so far. We're $50 away from 1,000, which is not bad. That's pretty good for an hour-long program. And we want to encourage more people to call in at 212-209-2950. Before we run down the premiums again, let's thank some people who have been very generous to us.
We want to thank Adam from Piscataway, New Jersey.
I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it.
It's how I pronounce it.
Is that
I'm not sure.
Piscataway?
That's how you pronounce it. I don't know how
the
people who live
there. I don't think you say whatever you just said. I think that you just insulted the entire town there.
Well, however it's pronounced, it clearly has some very nice people in it, and we want to thank Adam.
Adam, we're sorry about mangling the name of your town, which you're probably very proud of, and New Jersey is a wonderful place.
I will take the insult for New Jersey.
All right.
Jeremy from Concord, New Hampshire.
Whoa, Concord, New Hampshire. How about that?
Well, I just want to thank Lee from New York City.
Okay, nothing wrong with New York City. We are in New York City, but it's good to have actual listeners to the transmitter.
Joss from Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. We just have four? We have a lot more calls.
We always
than that.
Have all these anonymous people who we want to thank collectively. Oh, here they come.
Yes. Don't thank the anonymous people by name. They don't like that.
No. We want to thank Marcel, who's from the Netherlands.
Where in the Netherlands?
Bergen-op.
Nice pronunciation there. Okay.
I try.
David from Brooklyn, New Jersey, which I've never heard of.
Brooklyn, New Jersey?
Brooklyn.
Oh, Berkeley.
No, Brooklyn. B-R-O-O-K-L-Y.
Make up your mind.
It's probably Brooklyn without the N.
Okay.
It says New Jersey.
What's a zip code? We'll figure this out.
Oh,
there is a zip code.
There is a zip. Well, the zip code is 112, so it must be.
112? That's
Brooklyn.
Three digits.
Yeah, well, we don't need to give the whole zip code.
Oh, 112XX. So it's Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New York. It's got to be Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's got to be Brooklyn, New York.
Why don't you correct that so that we don't send something to Berkeley, New Jersey? All right. Who else?
Oh, my turn.
Yes.
I also want to thank Thomas from Eastport.
Eastport where?
NT.
NT? What's the zip code on that one?
NY. I think that's NY.
I think so. I don't know.
What does it
sure.
begin with? First read?
11.
Yeah, that's definitely New York. Boy, the handwriting. We gotta fix handwriting there.
Donald from Northport, New York.
Okay, Northport, New York. I know that place.
We want to thank Lucine from the Bronx.
Dan from East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Okay, and I think we're out.
We're out.
All right, let's make sure all the cards go back into one pile. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Now, we still have premiums to give away, 212-209-2950. And let's run them down again. In fact, we have an announcement that we're going to make as soon as we run down the premiums one more time. We have the 2600 sweatshirt for a pledge of $50. Yes, it's the most inappropriate time of the year to buy a sweatshirt, I guess. I mean, I see people wearing sweatshirts all the time.
It gets chilly at night.
It does get chilly at night. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes in the summer, I see people wearing them when it's hot out, too. And especially if you're up to something. And you want to remain sort of hidden. I'm just saying, like, it is, because people do wear these things. And they look really cool, too. Like, I'm sorry. So, no, I was throwing in a negative here. Not Kevin doesn't look cool when he's not wearing it.
It's true.
Yeah, like, right now, you don't look cool.
But he also
doesn't look cool when he's wearing it.
But not Kevin does look cool when he is wearing it.
That is a false statement.
Kevin doesn't look cool when he's wearing it. This is thoroughly confusing. Yeah. I'm trying to point it out that it's a good thing.
But it's a very nice sweatshirt.
It is. $50, 212-209-2950. In addition to that, you get the Off the Hook t-shirt, which everybody who pledges 25 and above gets.
Wow.
212-209.
So you could just pledge 25 and get the t-shirt.
You could do that. You could do that. 212-209-2950.
You could even pledge $10 and get that warm feeling inside you.
Yeah. Any amount. Any amount helps. You can pledge $1,000 and get a really warm feeling inside you, and so would we. We want to soar over that 1,000 mark, which I think we'll do. We're at 950 right now, but we want to... You know, Bernie, that damn phone of yours is echoing more than your other one. Has anybody else noticed that?
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was just talking with the volume down.
No, but I hear my own... I hear my own voice coming back. That's the thing. I didn't hear that on your other phone.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I wonder if our listeners can hear that. I hope not.
No, they can.
Of course. Why wouldn't they? If I can hear it, I'm listening to the radio and my headphones. Obviously, they're going to hear it, too.
All right, that's awful.
We have to figure that out. Yeah, that's annoying. That's really annoying.
It is a little annoying.
All right, 212-209-2950. I'll join the two callers on the line now. Now, okay, we have the Last Hope Conference coming up in July of this year, July 18, 19, and 20. And what the Hope Conferences generally are, Hope stands for Hackers on Planet Earth. We have all these people coming from all over the place, all over the planet, talking about hacking issues and taking part in all sorts of projects and games and networking things. It's a blast. It really is. We've had 6 of these conferences in the past, and every single one of them has changed people's lives. I'd like to think for the better. You can be a part of that and help the radio station at the same time. And how do you do that? You do that by calling 212-209-2950 for a pledge of $100. You'll get a ticket to the Last Hope Conference, and in addition to that, and this is where it really turns into an incredible thing, you'll get an entire archive of Hope Number 6, our previous Hope Conference.
And this comes on plain old DVDs you can just watch on any DVD player.
Any DVD player. You don't need
the fancy stuff.
Nope, no fancy smanshy stuff. No, you just put it into a regular DVD player and it'll play. And there were so many of them.
And there's no region codes?
No region codes at all.
All right.
No region codes. Every single talk at that conference, which is something like 80 talks, you'll get. And Mike mentioned before that we have not had time to look at all this. So you might see something that we should know about that we don't know about simply by watching all these DVDs. So that's a $400 value right there. You can get that in addition to the Hope ticket for a pledge of $100. If you want 2 Hope tickets, pledge of $150 will get you 2 tickets plus the Hope Number 6 archive plus the Off the Hook t-shirt.
Now, if I had these DVDs and I wanted to make a backup copy, is someone going to be knocking on my door the next day?
Well, I don't think so. How would we even know?
Ooh.
But we encourage people to spread it around as much as possible because that's what it's all about. 212-209-2950. We have 3 calls on the line, and we'd like to make a whole bunch more. Okay, here's the exciting announcement that we have. We have one of our keynote speakers has been confirmed. It is Stephen Levy, the author of Hackers, Heroes of the Computer Revolution. You might remember this book from 1984. In fact, the very first year the 2600 magazine published.
I have to say, I don't remember much from 1984.
Yeah, how old were you then?
I would have been 2 or 3 years old.
I was -2.
Yeah, well, that's nobody's fault but your own for not knowing what was going on at the time. I knew what was going on at the time, and I have this book. I read this book. It's it kind of defined the whole hacker culture back then. And it's an incredible book. I strongly suggest reading it if you have not already. And Stephen Levy has since worked for Newsweek. He's currently working for Wired. Fascinating person, and he's one of our keynotes for The Last Hope. So definitely worth coming to see him. Jello Biafra is going to be back. Kevin Mitnick is going to be here. Fiber Optic, all sorts of people are confirming every single day that they are going to be at the conference. Check our website. We just launched a new website this morning, actually, www.hope.net, and we're going to be adding all kinds of speaker information on there as well, in addition to fun projects and things.
And we also have at this thing always a number of excellent talks from people who aren't household names.
That's right.
Which I think is really a good reason to come to Hope, because you know you're going to see good talks, and you don't have to figure out, is this worth it, is it not? Because if it's not, you just go to the other talk.
And, exactly.
And, you know, don't think that well, you know, I'll get the DVDs next year, because it's not that the conference is more than just the talks.
Yeah.
The conference is really also about interacting, meeting people, and just, you know, people come to conferences, they meet up, they start talking, an idea clicks, and you know, next thing you know, they're working on a project. So really, I mean, it's a great place to just meet people, interact, and learn a whole lot.
Let me give you some examples. People get jobs based on meeting people at the conference that understand what it is they're all about. We have one instance, I'm not sure I should tell this story, but some of our staff people actually met for the first time at, I think it was the Fifth Hope, and got married.
H2K2.
It was H2K2, okay. Yes. So a couple of hopes ago. But they got married just recently as a result of that meeting. This has happened.
Results not typical.
It does happen. People, it's incredible. Lives have changed. I don't know if it's a secret.
Well, it's not anymore.
We haven't talked about it on the radio. We still haven't given out names. But I'm just saying, your life can and probably will be changed in a positive way simply by coming to the conference. So,
and this year we're going to have way more projects than we've ever had, I think, in the past.
Oh, God, yeah. A lot of them are posted. Unbelievable. We have the lockpicking people. Of course, the Segways will be back. We've got the Hackerspace Village, and we've got this...
The Hackerspace Village is going to have, I understand, power tool races?
I don't understand what that is, but yeah, there are all sorts of neat things going on. We could devote a show to all the different projects. Like, each project could have its own show. That's how fascinating they are. There's going to be Capture the Flag type contests.
Almost the entire second floor this time is going to be full of projects that we've never had before.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new people working on a lot of really cool stuff. And it's not going to be like any of the previous hopes. I think there's a lot more to get out of this one. And it always gets better every couple of years.
Yeah, we've had to expand to another floor, in fact, to have overflow. So it's going to be history in the making here in New York City in July. Well worth traveling to, and if you're already in New York, definitely worth spending the weekend at. 212-209-2950, you can be a part of that and support the radio station at the same time. A pledge of $100 gets you a ticket, plus the full $400 archive of Hope Number 6. Great deal. Yes, go ahead, Bernie.
Would anybody who pledges for that premium be considered someone who's pre-registered for the Hope Conference?
I would imagine so, yes, of course.
Because we probably can't go into too many details yet, but it might be safe to say that everyone who pre-registers for Hope will receive something.
Something cool.
That other people may not get at the Hope Conference.
That is true.
Can we elaborate on that at all?
Well, it depends. I'm being told no at the moment, very vigorously, so I guess probably not. But let me just say that it is one of the coolest things I've ever heard of. It really is, and I don't say that very often.
I think we can say this fact: it comes with a blinking light.
Well, it definitely comes with a blinking light. There's a blinking light involved.
And there's just so much more to it than that.
Yeah, there's so much more. It's something that even the Germans would be envious of at this point. Have I really thrown down the gauntlet by saying that? I think it's going to be better.
Are there Germans involved?
Well,
there
might always be Germans involved someplace.
Let's not get the Germans
mad. Let me say it in a better way. It's something worthy of the Germans. How about that? That's a nice way of saying it. Yeah, something worthy of a German conference where they get all the technology right.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So save Manuel, myself there. It would be safe to say that whoever pledges for this premium, the off-the-hook admission and the complete set of Hope 6 DVDs and the T-shirt, whoever pledges for that premium will receive an additional premium when they show up at the Hope Conference.
I guess, we can say that you will have The coolest possible version of the entry badges. I guess we can say that. And hopefully
device.
Hopefully more people will be able to get them as well, but you're guaranteed to get them, let's put it that way. And that goes for anybody registering for the conference as well. 212-209-2950. We only have about 5 or so minutes left, so please make those phone calls.
And we always get emails. I say every time that we always get emails, and we still get the emails from the people asking, I missed the show. I listened not live. Can I still get the premiums?
And sometimes we get the emails during the show. I can't figure that out. I'm listening to you live, and I can't call for some reason.
I don't understand. Yeah. But we're very sorry to those people. We can't offer you the premiums. But if you are listening live, and we know that some of you are, now is the time to make the call. Don't be like the people who aren't listening live. Take advantage of the live listening that you're doing. 212-209-2950.
I can't tell you the number of times I've seen an email from someone who says, hello, I'm in Azerbaijan, and it's like 2 in the morning when your show is on, and I'm not able to listen live. Get an alarm clock. Wake yourself up. Listen to us live. I mean, you can do that over the internet. That's the beauty of the internet.
Do they have electricity at night in Azerbaijan?
Oh, that's not very nice.
I don't know.
Of course they do.
Some places they don't.
Of course they do.
New Jersey doesn't.
Well, we're not talking about New Jersey, are we? 212-209-2950. Country code 1 if you're in Azerbaijan or anywhere else in the world. That's not the United States. And listen to us live, and you can pledge live, because that's really the only way it can work. Otherwise, we wind up giving away everything that we own all the time, and then we go out of business, and that's no good for anybody. We can only do this during our hour on the air because it's so incredible. I mean, we're giving away a $400 DVD set, and that's not even all we're giving away for $100. You know, that's an incredibly good deal. 212-209-2950. There are four calls on the line. This phone can hold, I believe, 20. Well, there's 24 lights on it.
It shows 15 only, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It only goes up to 15. So is it safe to say there's 15 lines done? But are there 15 volunteers now?
I don't think so. I think we're probably.
I feel like there's probably two or three scrambling ones.
Yeah. But, you know, well, all those other lines should be ringing, all right? They really should be. I can't understand why they're not.
And I can tell you from personal experience, it's really boring to sit in there when there's no calls. So give the volunteers something to do. Make it worth the time that they volunteered.
Sure. We get met with a little bit of hostility on our way out by the people that have to run around like crazy answering all the phones that are ringing. We really put them through a workout. But, you know, in the end, it's good for the station. It's good for the cardiovascular system, too, when you're running around trying to answer phones that are ringing.
If you'd like to volunteer, give a call, and they can give you information about that.
That's right. All kinds of things here at the radio station you can help out with. But mostly right now, it's keeping us going, keeping us on the air, keeping the radio station as it has been since 1960. What an incredible place. We have 6 calls on the line now. We have only a few minutes left. Run down the premiums one more time.
For any pledge of $25 or more, you get a lovely Off the Hook t-shirt. If you pledge $50, we'll throw in addition to the t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a gray shirt that says 2600 on the front. Hacker on the back and has a zipper.
And a hood.
And a hood for zipping and hooding.
A nice menacing hood.
Yes. It's not really, it's gray.
So it's menacing to a lot of people. People see people wearing hoodies and they think that they're up to something.
Well,
you can prove them wrong or you can reinforce the stereotype. It's your choice. It's up to you.
212-209-2950 is the number. If you pledge $100, you will get, in addition to the t-shirt, you will get a ticket to the upcoming Hope Conference. And an archive, a DVD archive of every talk from Hope Number 6 2 years ago. And if you pledge $150, you will get 2 tickets to the Hope Conference this July, plus the DVD archive. Again, the number 212-209-2950. And with your pledge of any amount of money, $10, $25, $50, $100, $150, $1,000, whatever, you keep Off the Hook and WBAI on the air.
That's right. It's a win-win for everybody. And we feel good making all these donations to the station because it helps convince people to call in. But I'd like to think that people would call in even if we were just saying call in for the satisfaction of pledging to the radio station, because that's what it's all about in the end. You're listening to the show. Obviously, it means something to you. You're listening to the radio station. Obviously, that matters. So to keep it going, you notice we don't have any commercials. Not that any sponsors would dare to sign up with us because of the kinds of things we might say about them or about anything in particular. That's the price you pay for non-commercial, listener-supported radio, community radio. It's a rare breed and getting rarer every year. 212-209-2950. One last flurry of calls, hopefully from people listening to us now, no matter where you are in the world, before the personal computer people come in. in the next couple of minutes. 212-209-2950. Again, also during this hour, we were getting updates on our colleague Jim's condition. We'll continue to bring you updates on that. Hopefully, we'll be able to get more people to come and visit him. Again, write to us, oth@2600.com, if you have an interest in doing that, if you've known Jim in the past, or if you have any suggestions or abilities to help his current situation after suffering a stroke last autumn. Thanks, Bernie, by the way, for taking all the time to go down there and see him, and I think you really helped him out a lot.
I got so much out of that, and it was very rewarding, so that's why I encourage anybody who he would recognize to contact us, because believe me, you will feel you'll feel really good after seeing him.
Okay, and I also wanted to go out with a song that I know Jim likes, because he said he liked it in the past. One more time, 212-209-2950. It's Emmanuel for Off the Hook. Have yourselves a good week, and this is for Jim.
When I have a brand new PC, I'll run Linux, not MS Word. Ergonomically free and easy, I enjoy being a nerd. Whenever I have to reboot, my sysadmin says not a word. As user, I yearn to be rude. I enjoy being a nerd. I click on the mouse when I get lonely. I chat with those strangers on the net. I lurk and I wonder if I'm only web searching for the life I'll never get. Netsurfing Unix guru, I run with the website herd. I'll send all my GIF files to you. I enjoy being a nerd. I lust for your high-speed cable modem and 500 megabytes of RAM. I'll turn all your floppies into hard ones. That's exactly the kind of scuzzy girl I am. Simply an email female, and my future I hope will be dialed in with a guy who'll be male, who enjoys being absurd, having a nerd like a digital girl in an analog world. I enjoy being a nerd.